Oh yeah, it's Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, May the 13th, 2008. Billy Flynn, all the geek without any of the weight.
None of that.
We don't give you any of that.
No.
Heck no, you can go to other podcasts for that, sir.
Yeah, you can stand around on a corner looking at your watch going, shouldn't
sure.
it be here by now?
Wait, bring a bag, lunch, sit around. No, sir. With the possible exception of GRD Weekly, which happens when it happens, but
right.
The Daily Show, it's there, man.
I like it.
It's there. Sitting over there just being all buff with his new Geek Fit Clubness.
Thank you.
That you can join in on, by the way, on the forums over at geekradiodaily.com. That there, boys and girls, is Billy Flynn.
I was looking for a strip joint and wandered in by mistake.
And that's how I got the job.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, you know, we all do. I know I'm in the strip club. I know where I'm at. You know,
basically.
Let's call a spade, shall we? And call me the vicar.
Don't misbehave.
Well, I'll try.
Okay.
It's like a 15-minute show.
Do or do not.
There is no try. I
exactly.
recognize that. It's a 15-minute show, sir. I'm going to do my very best to... I aim to behave, to paraphrase, I suppose. So here we go. Tuesday, that means new DVDs are out today, so I know you're all excited and turgid
Woo!
About that. We'll talk about that in just a little while. As always, kiddies, we're going to give you our daily dosage of geeky news. That's coming up in just a minute. First of all, though, the highlight of your day... If so, that's really sad.
Kinda. But it's
Here's
TV pages
what's
anyway.
On the tube. Okay.
Yeah.
The last chance before the finals for Idol fans out there. I know you're out there. Saisha and the Two Davids.
Saisha.
Archuleta and Cook perform
Girl
on American Idol on Fox. Now, they got three songs apiece because they got to fill that show with something, and there's not but three of them left now. So,
right.
three songs. The judges choose one, the producers choose one, and the artiste chooses one.
Another.
Tomorrow night, one of them. He's out of there.
Yes! Which means this is almost over. Tonight on the CW, it's the season finale of Beauty and the Geek. More than just a Beauty and a Geek. Followed by an episode of Reaper in which Sam turns in a soul that somehow keeps appearing back on Earth.
Oh, my stars. And I understand Reaper is coming back.
Yes.
It's been picked up, so.
Yes, it has.
Joy and happiness.
Season, mid-season, 13 episode 3, mid-season replacement.
Okay.
Can't talk today.
Hey, whatever, it's coming back.
Yes.
All we care about. NBC Tonight, the 9th season finale of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. You explained this to me earlier because I can't tell the difference, but they all look alike to me.
SVU is the really demented
racist,
criminals.
But that's the demented stuff.
Yes.
That's the twisted stuff.
That's
You'd
like
think
your
I'd know that.
Child killers and, you know,
Oh,
yeah.
all that lovely
uh-huh.
stuff. All right, enjoy your night. That's on. How about ABC Tonight? It's nervous time on Dancing with the Stars. Oh no! What are we gonna do when tonight's edition concludes? One couple will be eliminated.
You're gonna dance, monkey dance!
Three will remain.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics,
yeah?
By God, it's Missing in Action, followed by Missing in Action 2, The Beginning, a Chuck Norris double feature, sir.
Chuck Norris can do anything.
That's true.
Chuck hey, what about Chuck Norris versus Yoda?
Well, Chuck Norris, where do you think Yoda learned it from?
Ooh! And now the student becomes the master. FX tonight, getting you ready for Hellboy 2. Tonight on FX, you got Hellboy times 2.
Ooh.
I realize it's not the same thing, but it's as close as they could get. Two times back-to-back Hellboy tonight.
Tonight on Country Music Television, proving the stereotype for everybody, an hour of redneck wedding followed by mobile home disaster.
Ooh,
and
there
then,
you
sir,
go.
Followed by Trick My Truck.
Well, that's about right. I think
okay.
they have the chronology just about correct. The Late Late Show tonight, watch it and see John Cusack, he's going to be on, and over on Conan O'Brien, hey, it's a geek out, you got actor Steve Carell, and you got Allison Hannigan's full-on yumminess
nice.
Tonight on Conan.
Tonight on VH1, it's Sex the Revolution, part 1 of 4. It's on VH1, I don't know what you're going to see exactly.
I don't know if we want to watch Sex with the Revolution, you know. Would you like some pancakes?
Would you like to play some basketball? Tonight, though, if I'm watching anything, I'm flipping to the Sci-Fi Channel because
yeah?
tonight, sir, a local sheriff is finally forced to accept that a string of horrifying deaths is linked to a predator which possesses DNA of both man and wolf.
No!
Tonight, Jeff Denton and Tom Downey star in The Beast of Bray Road.
Wow.
Which is allegedly based on a true story.
You know what I realized just last week is that I do not get the Sci-Fi Channel as part of my cable package.
What?
I have a really simple little basic cable package. My wife picked it. All we get is Hallmark and Dr. Phil. There is no Sci-Fi Channel.
That's just, I mean...
I never noticed it. I don't watch TV. There, I admit it. I really don't watch television, so I didn't know. We had somebody babysitting, so we could go out, and...
they came back and like, you left me with no
and
Sci-Fi
she was
Channel!
Like, no,
I missed
watch-
Battlestar
yeah,
Galactica!
Our friend Tina came over. No, she was angry about Doctor Who. She was angry
she
about
should
Doctor
rightfully
Who.
So
but
being.
Her twin girls, who are
right.
five, just like mine, her twin girls watch Doctor Who with Dad. I don't know that that's a good idea, but...
No, Doctor Who is a family-friendly show.
Is it? Is it for family?
Yeah, Doctor Who? Come on, man.
Well, you got these two little five-year-old girls running around going, exterminate, exterminate, it's ugly.
It's kind of funny, though.
Well, it's funny, but I mean, should... I don't know. I'm just saying. All right, there's your television.
If you watch TV, you would know.
Listen, I'm going to give you some things, folks. I'm going to give you some things to remember. First
it's
of all,
not
these
contagious,
are email addresses, okay? Podcast at or Billy Flynn, the vicar from the weekend show, The Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com. These are the email addresses, and I need you to know these because, Billy, I have no mail today. What's up with
that?
We have like four mails a day we're going through, and I got nothing today.
See, maybe you should have saved one or two of those.
This makes Vicar sad. Well, I don't, because typically we overload. A couple of times you've been like, oh, that's a lot of mail today. I'm like, well, you know, we got
I'm
it.
Just
so
say, you know,
I'm
you could squirrel it away, man.
Well, I recognize that. So join the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. Please get in there with your opinions, your thoughts. Opine on that because we can use that. We'd
Endlessly,
like to have the
please.
Support. Send us email because Vicar gets sad. With no email.
He's going to turn into a grumpy old man.
A weepy vicar. Right, that's not pretty at all. And do please jump on iTunes. Even if you don't get the show via iTunes, we don't care.
I don't get the show via
but,
iTunes.
But go on iTunes and review us, because that helps us a lot, too. We'd appreciate
it does.
That. If you're listening in Chicago on, what is it, 89.5 in Chicago where we're on, if we're listening there, pipe in. We'd like to hear from you there as well. Basically, we need love. And as the Beatles said,
all you need
is love.
And apparently an ounce from the Swami Guru guy they were hanging with.
Well, maybe so. Sure, you need that. All you need is love, and once you got plenty of that, you may need a shot, but you clear that right up. It's all going to be fine, okay? So it's Tuesday. We got new DVD releases. That's on the way. Also, we'll look at Geek News. That's next. Geek Radio Daily.
2 years ago, a voice whispered from the edge a story about the Weaver's Web. Now, that voice speaks again.
Koru Studios, in association with Dragon Moon Press, presents Chasing the Bard, written and read by Philippa Ballantyne.
Coming soon. www.chasingthebard.com.
If you're not ready to give up on mullets and Madonna, log on to Stuck in the 80s, just one of the many blogs you'll find at TampaBay.com, the website of the St. Petersburg Times. Relive the music, movies, and culture of the greatest decade ever, only at TampaBay.com.
Geek Radio Daily Tuesday, it's May 13th, 2008. All you geek without the weight, Billy Flynn and the Vicar. Coming at you, taking over the world. That's what we're doing.
Really?
Well, Scott Sigler's taking over the world.
Okay.
But we're minions, I guess. We're
that works, because I don't have to rule the whole world.
We got 20,000 downloads in the last 4 weeks. So
really?
So that's pretty good.
Thank
we're taking over something.
You.
That's according to my feed burner stats anyway. So we're taking something over there, kiddies. All right, what are we doing first? We doing movies?
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
As we already stated in GRD Weekly number 11 last night, which is out, by the way.
Yes.
The hour-long weekend show. It is there for your enjoyment. It's on the feed. As we mentioned last night, I have not even seen all of the Indiana Jones movies.
I just wanted to hit you for that one.
That being said, however,
it.
The Indiana Jones special edition pictures are out today. Now, why should we buy these?
Because they have new intros from Spielberg and Lucas.
That's it?
That's it.
Otherwise, what you got in your box set
Well, there's
is...
demos. You can pop in the DVDs and play demos of Lego Indiana
no, I've
Jones
been told
on
that's
the Xbox
why to buy it right there.
That's the only
that's
reason to buy
fun.
It. Okay. That's the only reason.
Well, Indiana Jones with some goodies, albeit not many more than
you probably already own it, really.
Yeah.
But today, though, you could go pick up the movie Mad Money. You know, that's the one where Diane Keaton, her husband Ted Danson, loses his job. She has to go work at a janitor, meets Queen Latifah and Katie Holmes, and they decide to rob because they're working at the place where they destroy money every day.
Oh, sure.
And that's the movie that Katie Holmes gave up The Dark Knight to do.
To do Mad
film.
Money. So
to
you
do
need
Mad
to watch
Money.
It just to support her.
To make her feel like, you know, she's married with Tom Cruise and stuck in, like, you know, a Guantanamo Scientology camp.
Well,
so
she needs the checks because I understand Scientology very expensive.
Yes,
very
it is.
Expensive to
you
be
got,
a member.
You want to get
so
those thetans down.
Help her out, will you? Two and a Half Men, the third season is out today. I've only seen little bits and pieces of this. I should watch it because you got Charlie Sheen, you got John Cryer.
You do?
That's pretty hella good, man. I don't check out the show partly because
you don't
I'm
watch
a
TV?
Snob and I don't watch TV. But I'm also a snob and it's a really popular show. And you know, when a show's real popular,
like,
I'm not watching that along with the rest of America. That being said, you know, it's supposed to be good. So, Two and a Half Men, third season, that's out today.
You could watch Untraceable. Diane Lane's in that. She's a Secret Service agent.
I love her, man.
And she finds a website where someone is like killing people on the website. And the more people that actually look at the site kills them faster.
Supposed to be a terrible film, but I love Diane Lane.
It's a terrible film and it wants to make a stance against these torture porn films. Mm. mm-hmm. we've had, while at the same time being a torture porn film. So
she's gorgeous, though, man. Oh, she is gorgeous.
Easily.
Holy
Sir,
cow.
Yes.
Okay, Mission Impossible, the fourth season of the Mission Impossible TV show. That's out. That's available today on DVD.
The cartoon Stargate Infinity, the complete series, is out on DVD today as a collection for you, which has nothing to do with the TV show except that it's got a Stargate.
Well, SNL gradually, really gradually making its way through the 30 seasons now,
something
and they
like
release
that,
one
yeah.
every year?
Yeah. So
you're killing me with
that
this.
That way they'll never stop.
Third season is out today, and they're nice. They're expensive, but they're worth it because they're really nice box sets, these SNL box sets, and they are a really sweet chunk of that year, that time period. However, I didn't start checking it out until about 82. I think I would like to have 82, 83. When you get in these seasons with Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo,
those
that's what I'm going to want. Right.
Stuff,
even Tim Kazurinsky, Mary Gross, that set,
Brandon
those
Hall,
are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. I'm going to want those.
Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers Collection 1, more cartoons from our past, an 80s cartoon that actually had storylines for people. It's sci-fi western cartoon, but you'd love that.
Yeah.
Tobar the Great's also out today, a classic 1954's robot movie in which the robot you could control with ESP and a young boy gets him. It's kind of an Iron Giant of its day, if you will.
How about the Rat Patrol, the complete
in color.
Series, the
in
whole
color.
Bloody thing is out on DVD today.
My dad Patrol would be fans. Thrilled.
Well, if you're like me and you watch those things in the afternoons when you were a kid, there you go. That's
only because
cool.
my dad was watching
that. That was a good show, man. I like Rat Patrol.
I'll have to trust you on that, sir. Again, we have no Parker Lewis this year, but this week, whatever. But we do have a man who... did a lot of sexual overtones at work, got fired, goes home and starts fixating on the unsuspecting women in the small apartment complex he lives in. Yes, today, sir, you can get Love Thy Neighbor.
Wow.
That
you know,
sound
I also
creepy.
Noticed every Sinatra movie ever made is out today. Did
there
you
is
see
a
that?
Rat Pack collection.
That's
yes.
a huge collection of
it's
stuff.
It's like everything.
Well, all the Sinatra stuff, Man with the Golden Arm, I mean, stuff that's got no other Rat Pack, yes. they're all out.
Some that aren't even good.
It's ludicrous. There's like 25 Sinatra pictures it out is. Today. But included among those, new editions. I didn't check out the bonuses, but new editions of the genuine Rat Pack stuff.
Robin the Seven Hoods,
Ocean's 11, Sergeant's 3
yes.
Are all out. So that's worth checking out. Now, I might finally go and pick up Robin and the Seven Hoods now.
Yeah.
I want to see what's on it. But yeah. All right.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky perspective. J.J. Abrams has let loose some more information about the new Star Trek movie. Apparently, it's going to tie into continuity more than we thought, considering it's a reimagining. How does that work? Apparently, it starts off after the last Star Trek film, Star Trek Nemesis, and it has Ambassador Spock, who has just been back from Romulan space. You'd have to be a Trek guy to get this.
Oh,
I know
okay.
that you're
right.
not. But this is apparently going to find out what when Spock went off to try to reunify the Romulans and the Vulcans, what happened there, and along the way, he'll have his flashback to the beginning of the whole Kirk situation. So tying into continuity more than we thought and answering some questions we never got answered in any other Star Trek series.
According to a recent interview with Will Wheaton, by the way, he said he was not crazy about this whole reimagining thing, to which this program at least would like to answer, shut up, Wesley. All right, IGN says the classic Jim Henson Fraggle Rock set to be a live-action musical film.
What?
Variety reporting on this, the Weinstein Company producing the project, mix of human characters and puppets. It'll be about Go-Go, Mokey Boober, Red Wembley, all those crazy guys out of their titular abode, and you get to see them interact with man whom they think to be aliens.
Oh, well, that's an interesting concept. Sir, German researchers claim that they have found the remains of the palace of the Queen of Sheba.
Oh.
And an altar that may have held the Ark of the Covenant.
No way. Indiana
Absolutely.
Jones style, baby.
Discovery announced that the University of Hamburg has stirred skeptical rumblings from the archaeological community. The location of the Ark, indeed its existence, has been a source of controversy for centuries. Of course, it's regarded as the most precious treasure of ancient Judaism. It is the heart of a debate about whether archaeology should chronicle the rise and fall of civilizations or explore the boundaries between myth and ancient history.
From Dark Horizons, Platinum Studios and Top Cow, along with Arclight Films, teaming up for a live-action Witchblade film. According to Variety, again, the story centers on an ornate jewel-encrusted gauntlet that gives powers.
It's the power glove!
The show was previously turned into a two-season cable TV series mm-hmm. for TNT in 2000. Shooting on the new film will take place in Australia.
Okay, sir, how's this for an RPG for you?
I'm
you ready? Dracula versus King Arthur.
Oh.
The critically acclaimed hit graphic novel,
book.
Yes
yeah.
it was, is now going to be turned into Vampires versus Knights by Tony DiGiramolo. Well, it's a D20 supplemental that uses the D&D system, and, you know, it lets you do what you've always wanted to do, take vampires and knights and just
Throw them at each other. Yeah. All right, that does sound attractive. From IGN as well, Fox has announced the release date for the upcoming Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
God.
The studio told Variety... Katie Holmes is going to be in the lead for that, by the way. The studio... I'm kidding.
No.
I don't know.
It's Kristen Kruick as Chun-Li.
Studio has told Variety that the video game adaptation will bow on February 27th, 2009, although it's not clear if this is the international or the U.S.-only release date. Yes, Kristen Kruick, we already have griped about that, is going to be in the cast. But
yeah,
now there's your release date.
Because she's Asian.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. Make sure you review us on iTunes, and you check out GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show with Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce, our fitness guru. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Email us at podcast or individually at Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
What's this one?
The Ark of the Covenant.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.